Good morning. We'd like to see what does Christmas mean to me in light of the books of Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. For online course students, we'd like to see three questions. Number one, what is the name of Jesus? What do you mean, the Lord Jesus Christ? And what does Christmas mean to me? Question 2. Who are the biological parents of Jesus? Question 3. Please list the happenings of Jesus' birth in the Bible. Where did he move? Say again, question 1, what is the name of Jesus? What do you mean, the Lord Jesus Christ? And what does Christmas mean to me? Number 2, who are the biological parents of Jesus? The last question, 3, please list the happenings of Jesus' birth in the Bible. Where did he move? First of all, we'd like to see the background of Christmas. Christmas means the Christmas Day or Jesus' birthday. Christmas Day or Jesus' birthday was December 25th day, 0 AD. In the church history, in 313 AD, Constantine, the Roman Emperor, declared Christianity as the Roman nation religion. He adopted the Babylonian pagan celebration of Saturnalia, congratulating the birth of Tammuz, whom Virgin Semiramis bore. The birthday of Tammuz, the Babylonian pagan god, was replaced with the Christmas Day. Archaeologically, today Jesus' birthday might have been born in October in 4 BC. So here, Constantine set up the year. So he based upon the Babylonian pagan god Tammuz's birthday. So December 25th. So he replaced their birthdays to Jesus Christ. Also, he set up in a year, 0 AD, when Jesus was born. So, but actually, the fall before Christ, when Constantine set up the year. But it is an indisputable historical fact of Jesus who was born on the earth by Virgin Mary and was resurrected bodily. Although today Christmas Day is contaminated with commercialism, so they really focus on to get profit. Many department stores, they made up Christmas tree in order to make for profit. So they try to make a bargain sale, something like that. So although today Christmas Day is contaminated with commercialism, no Christians who celebrate Jesus' birth on the Christmas Day celebrate the Babylonian pagan god Tammuz. So Christmas Day, the bottom line, there is Jesus' birthday. Or often we call Christmas season. Season is around Christmas Day. So several days before December 25th or several days after December 25th. Called as Christmas season. Let's see the Bible, Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 35. Now in the 6 months, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city, Galilee, named Nazareth. So right here is now in the 6 months. In this context, the 6 months is Elizabeth, pregnant of John the Baptist. Elizabeth was a biological sister of Mary. So here the angel Gabriel sent by God, which means the angel Gabriel ordained by God, acknowledged by God, Where? To a city of Galilee named Nazareth. To whom? To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Basically, betrothed, which means engaged. So Hebrew style, irrevocably engaged. That's called betrothed. So irrevocably engaged to Joseph. So here, Gabriel made a communication with Mary as a fiancé of Joseph. And having come in, the angel said to her. So Gabriel, angel, communication to Mary, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women. So basically, the Virgin Mary couldn't understand what angel talks about. Highly favored one, blessed are you among many women. So the Lord is with you. But when she saw him, she saw angel, she was troubled. She was confused at his saying, angel saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. The bottom line, what angel talked about? The Lord is with you, highly favored one, blessed are you among women. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Again, repeated by angel, you, Mary, have found favor with God. And behold, look, you will conceive in your womb, bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Right here, Jesus is being conceived by God in your womb. He will be great. So Jesus will be great, will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him. So Lord conceived Jesus. Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and over his kingdom there will be no end. Basically, Jesus will reign his kingdom, God's kingdom, how long? Forever. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? So how come this happened to me? Because I had no physical contact with any man. I am going to be pregnant. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit conceived Jesus in your womb. And the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. So Jesus is the Son of God right here, the angel said. So first happening, angel called as Gabriel right here, communications to Mary, communication with Mary. Where? In Nazareth, about Jesus. So Jesus means the Lord is salvation. So Jesus' name is Jesus. That means the Lord is salvation. So Hebrew word in Joshua, Jesus is a Greek sound name. Now the second happenings in the Bible, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. Now the birth of Jesus was as follows, after his mother Mary. Right here talks about his mother Mary, biological mother Mary, was betrothed to Joseph. Engaged irrevocably to Joseph before they came together. Right here, the Bible doesn't say Joseph, to Jesus' father, just Joseph, before they came together, which means they sleep together. Mary, virgin, sleep together as a valid, married spouses. She was found with child of the Holy Spirit. So she got pregnant. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, a righteous man, and not wanting to make a public example was mind to put away secretly. So Joseph doesn't want to make a public example over Mary, who might have committed adultery with another man. So according to Mosaic law, adulterate women should be stoned by the public. But while he thought about this thing, behold, look, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So basically, you shouldn't be afraid of taking Mary as your wife, because Jesus Christ is conceived by the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, in your wife, you know, Mary. And she will bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. The second communication with Joseph, Jesus' stepfather, angel. So basically, his name is Jesus. So Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, not by, you know, any other human being. Also, his mission to save his people from their sins. So his people, meaning who have believed in Jesus, called as his people. That's the first meaning. Second meaning, the Jewish people in this context as well. The third happening, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria, including Judea, Israel. So all went to be registered, everyone to his city. Basically, Caesar Augustus, Roman Emperor Augustus, ordered to all Roman people should be registered in the resident's forefather's town. So also Quirinius, the Syria in a governor, including Israel, so followed, obeyed, you know, the Roman Emperor Caesar's August order, registration in the forefather's, you know, town. Joseph obeyed, you know, Quirinius, you know, governor. Quirinius governor obeyed Caesar's August decree or order. Joseph also went up from Galilee, northern part of Israel, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Because Joseph's forefather is David, so he should register in Bethlehem of Judea area, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, his engaged irrevocably in Jewish style wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So Joseph and Mary went down the city of Bethlehem of Judea in order to register for the newborn baby Jesus. So he arrived into Bethlehem, but there was no room of inns or motels, kind of thing, lodging area. So Mary brought his first son into a manger. Not, you know, in the manger is basically the cow's, you know, the food box kind of thing, manger. Then, first happening, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Now they were in the same country. Same country means same country of Bethlehem area. Shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Right here, shepherds, you know, watched over their flocks in Bethlehem area. Archaeology, it was discovered that the shepherd watched over a flock the month no later than October. So in December, you know, the shepherd, you know, could not, you know, watch over in the field because it is very cold. And behold, that's why, you know, probably, you know, Jesus was born in October. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. So the God's glory shines around the shepherd. So shepherd obviously were, you know, very afraid. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, shepherds, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. So great joy is like a wave, you know, good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, meaning including Gentiles as well. For there is born to you this city, in the city of David, or Bethlehem, a Savior. So Jesus is a Savior. Who is Christ the Lord? Right here, Savior meaning, so the Jesus will save people from their sin. His people from their sin. That's called Savior. Saviors is because Jesus means the Lord is salvation. So Christ is Christos, the Greek word, origin. So Christ is ordained by God, means that's a Messiah. So acknowledged by God, you know, that is Christ. The Lord is a master. So indicating relationship between, you know, his people and the Lord. So Jesus is the master with his people. His people meaning the people who accept Jesus as a master. That is the Lord. So here, shepherds in the fields watched over their flock, and angel told them, Jesus is a Savior, Christ, the Lord. So then the fifth happening, the circumcision. And when 8 days were complete for the circumcision, the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So Jesus got in circumcision 8 days after his birth. So particular verse 21, we don't know where Jesus got in circumcision. So Bethlehem or another area. Then anyway, Jesus got in circumcision 8 days after Jesus was born. Then, 22, in Jerusalem. Now when the days of her purification according to law of Moses. So purification is a circumcision. Circumcision indicates now this newborn would be pure. Is pure, that's called purification. To the law of Moses was completed, which meaning the circumcision was completed. They, you know, the Jesus parents of Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the Jerusalem. Now they moved from Bethlehem to Jerusalem to present him to the law. Present him to the law, that's called, you know, baby dedication. Not called as infant baptism. Here, baby dedication at parents' face, parent decision. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the law. So the after, you know, purified, you know, the male baby which or after circumcised the male, you know, become, you know, purified. So that moment the parents to dedicate their baby, you know, to the Lord at parents' decision in Jerusalem. Now the sixth happening, Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 32. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout to the Lord, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Consolation, which meaning comfort. Consolation of Israel, because at that time Israelites were controlled by, you know, Roman people, so they suffered, you know, physically, mentally, so they, you know, waited for Messiah to give freedom of Israelites, so comfort on Israelites. So that's why consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Spirit, you know, led Simeon upon him, which means, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit revealed certain words, certain guidance. He would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. Basically, after Simeon sees the Lord Christ, he will die physically. So here, the Lord's Christ, Lord is the personal relationship between the Lord and his people as a servant. Christ means Messiah ordained by God, you know, which we already talked about. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. Thus the Spirit led him to the temple. Right here, you know, every moment the Spirit, you know, led, or angel led, angel sent by God, you know. This is that the Bible, the context, that shows God's, you know, full control. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus, parents meaning Joseph and Mary, brought in the child Jesus to do for him. So here they called the child. So 8 days after his birth, so circumcision and the dedication. Now called the child, no more baby, to do for him according to the custom of the Lord or Mosaic law. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, blessed God, worshiped God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant who is Simeon depart in peace, or I can die in peace, because I saw Jesus, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which is Jesus. Jesus means the Lord is salvation, your salvation. Because God, you know, sent us Jesus Christ to save, you know, all, you know, people, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles. So including Gentiles and also are, you know, have an opportunity for salvation upon, you know, their acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the glory of your people Israel, Israel, you know, as well. So the sixth happening, Simeon saw Lord Christ, the child. Then the seventh happening, now there was one Anna, a prophetess. Prophetess means a lady who delivered God's word. The daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age. She was very old and had lived with her husband 7 years from his virginity. Her virginity, which meaning she lived with her husband only for 7 years. After then, you know, her husband passed away. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years. So she was 84 years old widow who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. So, you know, after becoming widow, she, you know, prayed, you know, with fastings without ceasing night and day in the temple. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him, meaning Jesus, to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So redemption Jesus as a Redeemer, Redemption. So Anna bore witness to the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, in Jerusalem. The eighth day happening, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, now in Bethlehem again, Jerusalem, then in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king. Herod the king means the greatest king governing Judea area. Behold, a wise man from the east came to Jerusalem. So here, wise man, plural. So the Bible said more than one wise man. So therefore, maybe two wise men, maybe three wise men, as traditionally we follow. Maybe four wise men, maybe five wise men, maybe six wise men. We don't know exactly how many wise men, but at least the Bible says in more than one wise man. Saying, where is he, or Jesus, who has been born King of the Jews? Right here, the title, the King of the Jews. So at that time, Herod the king was the King of the Jews, appointed by a Roman emperor. But the wise man said, the King of the Jews, for we have seen his star. So his star in the worked by God, you know, the miraculously. So his star is as a guide to lead wise men from east into Bethlehem. In the east, they have to come to worship him. And Herod the king, the king of Jews, appointed by Roman emperor, heard this, he was troubled. Why? He was troubled. Because he is the king of Jews. How come another guy is called the new baby as the king of Jews? So his trouble, meaning he felt, you know, rebelled against by, you know, newborn baby called as the king of Jews. Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, when they heard the king, so the wise men explained what happened, the king, meaning Herod the Great, as the king of the Jews, appointed by Roman emperor, they departed. And behold, the star which he had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Basically, wise men left from Herod the king, then the wise man followed the star. So the star, you know, stopped it where the young child was. Right here talks about a young child, so not baby. So this is the wise man, so they went to worship young child, not, you know, the just born baby, young child was. Which meaning, so 8 days after, you know, Jesus' birth, so up to 2 years old, you know. Why we cannot 2 years old? Because the let's see, you know, next verse said, you know, Herod the Great, the king, you know, killed 2 years old and under. According to wise man's, you know, statement, that's why we know that, you know, that time Jesus' age was about, you know, 2 years old, you know, child, not baby. So that's different from the traditional, the wise man worshiping babies in manger. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, right here into the house, not manger. So we can logically include that, you know, Jesus' parents, after dedication, Jesus, you know, in Jerusalem at the temple, then he came down into Bethlehem. So he moved into the house. So about 2 years old Jesus, the wise man, came into the house. That's totally different from the traditional custom of the wise man worshiping in manger. So rather than house, but Bible said in house. In the house they saw the young child again with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented the gift of him, 3 kinds of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So those the gifts are a symbol of Jesus' characteristics. Number one, gold. Gold is a heavenly kingdom. So Jesus belonged to heavenly kingdom, not worldly kingdom. Frankincense, sense, Jesus' sweet fellowship with God. So that is indicated. Myrrh, Jesus' subsequent death for our sins. That kind of symbol. Then being divine in the world, which God warned in a dream that the wise men should not return to hell. They departed from their own country another way. So they did not meet Herod the Great again, but they left from Bethlehem into the east in another way, because God, because of God's warning. Then the tenth happening, Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 through 16. Now when they had departed, wise men had left, behold, an angel of the Lord. So angel, sent by the Lord, belong to the Lord. That's why the angel of the Lord, not Satan. Angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child," again, the young child, Jesus, and his mother. Right here, so Joseph never said he's a father. He's a mother, meaning Mary, flee to Egypt. So the to guide Joseph, family member Joseph, Mary, Jesus, fled to Egypt. Why? Stay there until I bring you word. And I will tell you something, because Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. So the Herod, does want to kill Jesus. When he arose, he took the young child, who is Jesus, his mother, who is Mary, by night, because God ordered secretly. So secretly meaning the public didn't know about Jesus' family members leaving and left by night, and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." So right here, several prophets, then meaning the supporting Christ. Christ the Messiah means ordained by God. So in the Old Testament, the prophet to say something, it will occur, it will fulfill in the future. So that kind of in the Old Testament, the prophet is saying statement, delivered God's word, fulfilled, because the Jesus fled to Egypt. So here, out of Egypt I call my son. So those verses supported Christ or Messiah. Christ is Greek word, means ordained by God. Messiah, Hebrew word, ordained by God. So then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise man, because the wise man agreed with the Herod, we would come back to meet you after meeting Jesus, but he didn't show up. So he was deceived by the wise man, because the wise man followed God's direction, was exceedingly angry, so mad, and he sent the first and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts. So Bethlehem areas, they born new male child for 2 years old and under. So about 2 years old children were killed, were murdered according to the time which he had determined from the wise man. So Jesus' age, you know, about 2 years old, you know, that's why, you know, according to the time which he had determined from the wise man. So the tense happening, Jesus fled or flees into Egypt. The last happening, 11th, Matthew chapter 2, verses 22 through 23. But when he heard that Archelaus, he meaning Joseph, called Archelaus, was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod. Because Herod the Great, you know, died. So Archelaus succeeded his brothers, only controlled Judea area, not Galilee area. So Judea area. He was afraid to go there. Why? And being warned by God in a dream. Because God warned, he turned aside into region Galilee. So God warned you shouldn't go to Judea area and Archelaus. Archelaus also a very cruel guy. So that's why Joseph didn't go to Judea area. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. So Jesus with his family dwelt in a city called Nazareth. Nazareth is over in a Galilee area, the city of Nazareth, you know, located in Galilee area, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. He wrote here in the Old Testament, show up too, he shall be called a Nazarene. So why, you know, this kind of, because Jesus is a Messiah or Christ, ordained by God. So because, you know, in the Old Testament, the prophets said something like that, he shall call a Nazarene. So through Jesus, that, you know, particular word, you know, fulfilled. So that, you know, supports Jesus ordained by God. Also, there is out of Egypt, I called my son out of Egypt. And this particular word fulfilled through, you know, Jesus, you know, flee, you know, into Egypt. So the finally, Jesus' family dwelt in Nazareth. So let's see, you know, each question. Then, you know, we are singing all together, you know, Amazing Grace. Number one, what is the name of Jesus? Name of Jesus is Jesus, because the angel said, you know, his name Jesus. You know, Gabriel or the other angel said his name Jesus, that's why. What do you mean, the Lord Jesus Christ? So the Lord first name, Jesus middle name, Christ last name? No. The Lord meaning the relationship with his people. So his people as servants. So the Lord is a master. Jesus means originated from the Greek word, but Hebrew word is Joshua. The Lord is your salvation. So which indicate Jesus is a savior from our sins. So Jesus' name. Christ is ordained by God. So Hebrew word Messiah. So that kind of ordained by God, the Old Testament, prophecies fulfilled through, Jesus Christ. And Jesus fled into Egypt, some killed, under 2 years old, something like that, So what does Christmas mean to me? Christmas Day, Jesus, actually, he was born on the earth to save each individual. So the Christmas the mean to me in a personal daily relationship, the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Question two, who are the biological parents of Jesus? Biological parents of Jesus, the Father, because Jesus, the Son of God, he's a Father, he's God. Over the Holy Spirit, because Trinity God, Jesus the Father is the Holy Spirit. Jesus' mother, his mother is Mary. So biological parents of Jesus, the Father, Holy Spirit, mother, Mary. How about Joseph? Joseph is a stepfather. So who raised up, Jesus, stepfather. The last question, please list the happening of Jesus' birth in the Bible. Where did he move? Jesus' birth in the Bible indicates the 11th happening. First in Gabriel's communication with Mary in Nazareth about Jesus. Jesus is conceived by the Holy Spirit into Virgin Mary. Second happening, angel's communication with Joseph, stepfather. So about Jesus is saving his people from their sins. The third happening in Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary, the registers went into Bethlehem to register Jesus. So Jesus was born in Bethlehem in a manger. The first happening, shepherds in the fields watched over their flock. So the angel communication with shepherds, great joy. Also about Jesus, Jesus is a savior, Christ the Lord. The fifth happening, Jesus got circumcision, also baby dedication in Jerusalem. The sixth happening, Simeon saw Lord Christ. The seventh happening, Anna bore witness to the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. The eighth happening, wise men, more than one, came into Bethlehem. Herod the king got troubled. The ninth happening, the wise man into the house to worship young child. So also a wise man gave three gifts, one gold, second frankincense, third myrrh, and worshiped Jesus. The tenth happening, Jesus fled into Egypt. So Herod the king murdered male children in Bethlehem, 2 years old and under. The last one is Jesus dwelt in Nazareth and grew up in Nazareth. So where did he move? So the parent, Jesus' parent originally coming from Nazareth, then Jesus was born in Bethlehem city, then is Jerusalem, parents dedication to the Lord, Jerusalem. Then is again, they came back Bethlehem. The parents resided in the house. Then they fled to Egypt. Then they came back Nazareth. Let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace. Then we are going to pray.